Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1678, How to Pay for College as an Adult by Alexa Mason with thecollegeinvestor.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. How to Pay for College as an Adult by Alexa Mason with thecollegeinvestor.com. If you're over the age of 25, you might feel like the odd one out if you're thinking about going back to school. You shouldn't, though. Nearly 40% of college students are considered adult learners over the age of 25. Going back to school as an adult has some major benefits. First and foremost, you're far more likely to know what degree to go after and what workload and pay to expect. Also, the work experience you've already obtained can translate to credits. And last, adult learners with money management experience are less likely to abuse student loans. Clearly, waiting to go to college until you're a bit older isn't a terrible idea. If you're ready to advance your education, here's how to pay for college as an adult. Choose the right college. Once you know what degree you're going after, you'll have to make the decision of where to pursue your education. Different schools and programs will come with different costs. It's definitely worth comparing your options and opting for a lower cost school like a community college if that's an option. You can also check into online schools if you're needing to work around an already busy schedule. Luckily, there are many options for busy adults with work and families to tend to. Apply for scholarships and grants. Scholarships are not just for high school students. There are thousands of scholarships specifically for adult learners, and you should look into them. Aside from scholarships, there are grants. Grants are most commonly awarded by the government and are money you can use for college that you don't need to pay back. Don't make the assumption that you won't qualify without first checking. You can see if you qualify for grants by filling out the FAFSA online or meeting with your school's financial aid office. Here are some of the most awarded grants for going back to school. The Federal Pell Grant. This is the most popular type of grant awarded by the federal government. The maximum payout is $5,815 for the 2016-2017 school year. The amount you're awarded relies upon your financial need, the cost of your schooling, and whether you're a part-time or full-time student. FSEOG. This is awarded to students of financial need who qualified for the Pell Grant and haven't obtained a bachelor's. You can receive $100 to $4,000 per year through this grant. The Teach Grant. This grant is for students who plan to become teachers and are willing to sign a contract to work in high-need areas for a specific period of time. You can receive up to $4,000 per year through this grant. There are also a number of state-based grants, including financial needs-based, merits-based, high-need fields of study, and students with disabilities. Exchange work experience for college credits. Since the average college-age student is an adult, many colleges have started allowing adult learners to cash in their work-like experience in exchange for college credits. While there will be a cap on the amount of credits you can get, you should most definitely see if there are ways for you to cash in on your current knowledge. GetEducated.com has an in-depth article with 5 different ways to turn your experience into credits. Take advantage of a 529 plan. A 529 plan is a savings or investment account specifically meant for college savings. As an adult, you can open a 529 for yourself. One of the biggest reasons to open a 529 is to benefit from the tax breaks. A 529 works much like a Roth IRA. Your 529 earnings won't be subject to federal income taxes. In addition, many states, 34 of them, offer additional tax breaks. Each state will set its own limits for how much can be stashed away in a 529 plan each year. Also, if you have family members who want to help pay for your education, they can contribute up to $14,000 per year while avoiding gift tax consequences. Check for employer benefits. I recently spoke to Carrie Singleton, a 48-year-old respiratory therapist who went back to school to obtain her bachelor's degree. When asked what made her take the leap and go back to school, one of the biggest motivators was that her employer paid for the bulk of her continuing education expenses. This is a common scenario for many professionals wishing to further their education. If you're employed and the degree you're wanting to obtain will advance your career or benefit your employer, you should check to see if your employer will cover some of the cost of education. Before taking on any type of college debt, check and see if your employer offers tuition assistance. Utilize student loans. Once you've looked into all of the alternative ways to pay for college, you may be left with a bill that needs taken care of. In this event, you can utilize student loans. Student loans are not evil. The problem many students have with loans is they overused them to pay for a degree that doesn't provide a high enough income to pay the debt back in a timely manner. You can avoid this. If you use debt in a smart way, to invest in yourself and your education, then utilizing a student loan can be a good option. Just be sure to only take out what you need to cover the cost of your education. You just listened to the post titled, How to Pay for College as an Adult by Alexa Mason with thecollegeinvestor.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I thought this was great advice for anyone interested in going back to school. I look at obtaining any college degree at any age as an investment, but we are seldom ever warned to consider the return on investment for the cost of that education. I graduated with a bachelor's in marketing in 2009, right in the middle of the Great Recession. It was extremely difficult to find an entry-level position, even for someone like me who graduated with a 4.0 after receiving a full academic scholarship. I'll be honest, I felt duped at the time. I was told my whole life to get good grades so that I could go to a good university, and if I did well there, I would get a good job. I had many friends at the time who went back to school for more degrees after 6 months to a year of not finding a job. I'm so thankful that I did not do that, and I stuck it out for the 9 months it took me to land a job. From my corporate career, I learned that work experience and tangible accomplishments with an employer went further in my line of work than advanced degrees. And I think these days, most of us recognize that a college education isn't the golden ticket it once was thought to be. So even before you dig into how to pay for college as an adult, it would serve you well to really consider the return on investment and if there are other ways to get the career progression you're looking for. If it were me, I'd also look for ways to test the waters and make sure that that degree will lead to work I really want to do. I'd try to find free courses and resources to make sure the subject matter holds my interest, as well as set up exploratory interviews with people in the position I think I want. One survey from Finder.com found that over 40% of graduates don't even use their degrees, mostly because they weren't able to find a job in their area of study. So this is certainly worth careful deliberation. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.